I'm Rona Tarrant. President Trump is meeting with key members of Congress today amid criticism of his refusal to blame the Russian government for meddling in the 2016 election, casting doubt on the findings of his own intelligence agencies. At a press conference yesterday following a summit with Vladimir Putin in Helsinki, Trump denounced the decision to investigate election interference following the conclusions drawn by US intelligence agencies. Trump and Putin also appeared to agree on the need for arms control talks between the world's two major nuclear powers, though it was not immediately clear how this would play out. Bishops in Tennessee have written to Governor Bill Haslam urging him to halt the executions planned in the coming months. Billy Ray Eric is scheduled to be executed on August 9th after spending more than three decades on death row. In a letter, the bishops called for mercy and an alternative to the death penalty. The last person to be put to death by lethal injection in Tennessee was in 2009. There are currently 62 men and one woman on death row in the state. Officials in Hawaii say flying lava has struck a tour boat, injuring 23 people. An explosion sent rocks and debris hurtling through the roof of the tourist vessel, resulting in several people suffering burns and one person breaking their leg. The lava is from Hawaii's Kilauea volcano, which erupted in May. Bishops in Nicaragua have said July 20th will be a day of prayer and fasting following the escalation of violence in the country. It follows a weekend of deadly violence between police, paramilitaries and anti-government protesters, including attacks on clergy and a number of protesters attacked in a church. Human rights groups have said the death toll in Nicaragua has reached more than 350 since April. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.